This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, May 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Newsom spends deficit, cuts water storage money. CPUC rejects AT&T line cutting. And Interior to compensate Colorado River water users. Newsom pegs deficit at $73 billion. Governor Newsom delivered the broad strokes of his budget blueprint on Friday. More details coming this week. In January, Newsom chastised reporters for giving credence to warnings from the Legislative Analyst's Office that the deficit could run as high as $73 billion. He reiterated that argument at last week's press conference, telling reporters, quote, "I cautioned everyone and I failed miserably not to run with that $73 billion figure." The governor stressed that the shortfall is $44.9 billion for the coming year. But as CalMatters columnist Dan Walters pointed out, the administration's total three-year deficit projection adds up to $73 billion. Water projects set to lose funding. The governor's budget plan for the coming fiscal year would cut $500 million for water storage projects. Newsom was listening to the LAO on that point after it advised lawmakers in February to cut that spending. When delivering the news Friday, Newsom pivoted to the $2.7 billion Prop 1 water bond funding voters approved a decade ago. He also said the decision would not impact the construction of Sites Reservoir or the Delta Tunnel project. Ardent opponents of the tunnel were not pleased to see the administration leaning on revenue bonds to cover the cost. Newsom said he's mindful of the indirect impacts to sites. He suggested it could upset the balance with federal partners if the state does not bump up its contribution. He noted that he is open to, quote, other ideas to keep the project moving forward, likely referring to a water bond for the November ballot. The Association of California Water Agencies has been pressing the administration and lawmakers to support a nearly $8 billion bond. CPUC to reject AT&T bid to cut landlines. The California Public Utilities Commission plans to reject a request by AT&T to drop its obligation to offer traditional landline phone access to all residents and businesses in its service area. The commission determined that AT&T's legal and factual analysis was, quote, "fatally flawed and erroneously misconstrues the rules." That according to rural county representatives of California, which opposed the application. CPUC will vote on the proposal in June, plans to revisit the issue later, with potential rulemaking to ease some of AT&T's concerns. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Interior readies rollout of near-term Colorado River water reduction plan. The Interior Department has officially signed off on Arizona, Nevada, and California's plan to preserve at least 3 million acre feet of Colorado River water through the 2026 year, while the seven states that share the river negotiate a longer-term plan for cutting back on water use. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland last week approved implementation of the plan and a record of decision agreeing to compensate water users for up to 2.3 million acre feet of reductions with Inflation Reduction Act funding. The remaining 700,000 acre feet or more of water included in the plan will either go uncompensated or be paid for using state or local funds. These supplemental guidelines represent the department's determination as to the most appropriate set of guidelines to adopt at this stage of the ongoing drought, the record of decision says, of the lower basin proposal. But the 3 million acre foot commitment is only intended to sustain Lakes Powell and Mead, the river's two primary reservoirs, through the end of 2026. Negotiators are trying to craft an entirely new set of guidelines for future curtailments, but are currently locked in an upper basin versus lower basin fight on how to share the burden. Thompson continuing to drop details of Farm Bill proposal. We have a lot of new details now about the Farm Bill that Republicans plan to push through the House Ag Committee next week. Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania Friday afternoon released a 38-page section-by-section summary on his draft. He is expected to release more detail later this week. Commodity groups were briefed on Thursday about the details of his changes to Title I programs. The section-by-section summary says price loss coverage reference prices would be increased by 10 to 20%, and that would be based on input costs. The summary does not identify the specific increases for each commodity. Thompson and his staff have been working to convince some vulnerable Democrats to get on board with the draft. So far, none has done so publicly. But in an open letter that accompanied the summary, Thompson said, quote, "My door remains open," suggests he's amenable to some negotiating. By the way, you can be pretty sure that Democratic Representatives Shelley Pingree of Maine, Nikki Budzinski of Illinois, and Andrea Salinas of Oregon are not going to get on board with the bill. Why? Well, they're taking part in a news conference Wednesday to talk about the need to keep climate restrictions on the Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding that would be brought into the bill. You can read our full summary on that section-by-section summary at agripulse.com. Also, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Solar storm throws off GPS signals during spring planting. The geomagnetic storm that has captivated Americans is hindering farmers' use of GPS-based precision agriculture systems in the thick of planting season, a situation one John Deere dealer described Saturday as definitely not ideal. Landmark implemented in Nebraska and Kansas warned farmers in a post that, quote, pass-to-pass accuracy on John Deere tractor systems were, quote, extremely degraded, that due to ongoing solar flares, adding they should closely watch the rows. The problem extends to other brands of equipment as well, the company added. We're in search of tools to help predict this in the future so we can attempt to give our customers an alert that this issue may be coming. We do believe this historic event, it isn't something we're going to have to continue to battle frequently, according to the Post. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I'm not prepared to increase taxes. That Governor Newsom, who is pushing to raise a tax on farmers by 36%, through a proposed increase in the pesticide mill assessment. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, May 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.